Man, I'm on fire this morning. Well, I don't know if I'm actually on fire. Maybe I've just had one too many coffees. What a weird and wonderful morning. Wonderful in the fact that I've just looked up and the morning's just about gone. I've got to be in Birmingham soon at the NEC because I'm talking to the NEC group about stuff. I'm actually giving a presentation to a think tank, an innovations think tank, which is pretty cool. So I better get my crap together as quick as possible. And but I've just been on the phone non-stop, solidly. A lot of, you know, dealing with personal stuff as well. I've managed to secure a carer to go in to my grandmother twice a day to make sure she's eating and remembering what's going on, because her memory is getting really bad now. And that starts on Saturday. So that's put me in a really, really good mood, because I do worry. And I get assignments that mean I'm away for a few days and I don't know how to look after her remotely. There's not that many people around that can do. Luckily, she's got very caring neighbours, and there is some family in Kenilworth, but they've got their hands full with an even older person. So so that's a kind of a weight off my chest, and I feel it probably reflected in my mood right now. I do have some assignments coming up, and I've been on the phone today talking about a really interesting assignment, which hasn't, as far as I know, been done before, but it will require me being away from home for a few days, and I need to travel light. So in the past with Africa, I had an iPad, and I managed to do a lot of stuff on that, but I always feel like I have to have a laptop with me. There's a real problem when it comes to editing, for example, posterous blogs and just going in and putting links, and I have a MacBook Air, but it's pretty much died a death, and so I'm going to be selling some stuff. I've just gone through my office and looked at some tech. I'm going to get rid of some tech, and I'm contemplating getting a lightweight Air to replace the Air I've got, but the 11-inch one, which causes problems in a way, because I have my workhorse that does the serious video editing, serious photo editing, so on and so forth, which is my 15-inch MacBook Pro. I don't want to carry that everywhere, but I have my phone with me, and what's the point in having a phone if you can't back up the contents of that phone? Apple don't make it easy for you to back up stuff, and I'm talking about HD video, so don't say use the cloud. We're not in this country able to use the cloud effectively. If I was in Korea, no problem at all. I'd have 1,000 meg broadband. I'm lucky if I get one at home, and when I'm out and about, I'm usually on a data limited MiFi of some description, so I can't use the cloud for backing up stuff to the best. Obviously, this audio, fantastic. It's up there. It's in the cloud. But also, I will add that it's handy if I can actually download the MP3 from there, which is difficult to do on an iPad, but I can do it on a lighter computer. So here's the issue. How do I back up my phone from two computers in an emergency? And it's primarily in an emergency or having the ability to drag and drop stuff from the phone, maybe via some kind of closed Wi-Fi. I'm thinking out loud now, aren't I? Excuse me. And that was a thought got caught in the back of my throat. Some kind of Wi-Fi networking system. Anyway, times like this, if I'm trying to find a way of doing this, I will speak to Computed, as many people I speak to, about many different details if I want to know about security and all this kind of stuff. Along those lines, I call up Loudmouth Man, whether it's WordPress-y stuff and all the rest of it. He looks after the WordPress blog, which is severely neglected at the moment. I need to simplify the theme, so I use that. I will talk to Richard Mackney if it's about Postgres in particular and all kinds of cool and funky CSS stuff. He seems to be uber clued up on that. If I want a logo done really quickly and I know I'm instantly going to like it, I talk to Tucky Bunting. So there's you know, you dip into your networks for certain reasons, don't you? Sorry if I haven't mentioned you for the thing. I'm always ligging off you. I'll try and remember to do that in the future. So, Computed. Some may call him a hacker. I just call him a kid that's not afraid to bend a few rules when it comes to workarounds. Things he tends to work around tend to be implemented or happen later on. He's just ahead of his time when it comes to operating systems, I think. And oh, this should do this, this should do this. You know, I've got a dual boot computer, thanks to him. It could have been triple boot if I'd had a large enough computer, and I could have had Linux or OS X or Windows. And that's a handy thing to do. When you see his technology, it does incredible stuff. I won't tell you what his iPad does, because it's probably illegal. It does amazing stuff. So, when phoning him up to ask him if there's a workaround, he did say on Twitter that it is very messy, there is a way to do it, but it's an absolute pain in the arse. It suddenly dawned on me. Why don't I take a very small 500 meg hard drive, if such a thing exists under £1,000, and clone my existing hardcore beast of a Mac, and then use that hard drive as the kind as a bootable drive from the MacBook Air. Now, he seems to think this will work. I seem to think this will work. So that basically, yes, I have to carry a little bit of extra weight, but I've got two laptops for the price of one. And I'm effectively, it's only an emergency, remember, that I need to do this, or backing up. So I partition a drive. If I can get it slightly bigger than 500, it would be even better. And I can, actually, no, that wouldn't work. Ignore the partitioning bit, because I need the MacBook Air to think it's my MacBook Pro. And when I open it up, I effectively can sync without having to erase and renew all of my data, because I've got a cloned database of what's on my Mac, on my iPhone. So, yes, I think there is a way, and it is using an external hard drive, so that my MacBook Air that I haven't got yet and can't necessarily afford at the moment thinks it is my MacBook Pro kind of home computer, which is stuck back when I'm away on assignments. Phew, that was a very, very long way round to getting to that point. So I apologise if you've been on this mildly manic rant from an excited person that is momentarily in a good mood. All I have to think about when I am hyperactive and in a good mood is what my granddad used to say to me, who was Ukrainian but lived the life of a Russian poet, I think, sometimes. Christian, after you laugh, you cry. Nothing like that bit of wisdom to bring you back down to earth. Thank you and good night, good morning, good evening, wherever you are.